Okay, now we're post-quorum. Now, we're talking about the moches. You have to pay the taxes, you don't have to pay the taxes. And it's a combination of two things. Number one, you have question of dina de mochus dina. And then, someone who represents the malchus. Now, dina de mochus dina means, and if you saw the Rishonim talk about it, they say there has to be an equitable tax for everybody. But if all of a sudden the Melech decides, I'm taking your property, stam, that's not din, as a din, a kavua, that's, and they say it's not din Melech, and that's why with Achav, so, wanted a certain vineyard. So it has Bidina de Malchus Adina. The Malchus has to make some equitable straight law. And the person who collects it, they used to have people collecting it for the Malchus. And he has to be an equitable straight. If he overcharges, etc., that's Gzela. Okay. So now the Gemara has a question. Gemara began and says, Amar Shmuel, Dina Machus Adina, Amar Chanina Bakana, Amar Shmuel, B'mochen Shein Lo Kitzva, Rabbiana Amar B'mochen Ha Omed Me Eilov. Okay, Mochen Ha Omed, he doesn't represent the government, he represents himself. A mafioso who goes around collecting protection from all the stores in the neighborhood. It's guessing. And where is this going on? This could go on a whole bunch of situations. Ramash Yoma, the Moches Knaani. Now, Rashi is very, there's a very important Rashi in this Ravashi. We'll see. Shai Melech makes a tremendous thing out of it. What's Shukhanani Anas? Vein Lochushim goes low. I don't have to care about stealing from this Mochesh who's a Knani. The Lekechil Hashem. Rashi says, Rashi is telling me that Ravashi is of the opinion that Gezel Akim is mutter, and it's only also because of Chil Hashem. She'ein meivin she'zeh mechazev, because this guy is not a Chil Hashem, doesn't know that the Jew is doing it in this clever way of wearing 10 garments and he's smuggling in a coat, and he's wearing it, and doesn't realize. So it's not Chil Hashem. Rashi says, Titanya. Yisrael v'Kanani Anos, Shebolo Din. Ematu Yochol, L'Zakehu. If you can. And if there's no way, born all of Bakifim. Rashi said, the Jew will always win. Born a Labakim, a Gezachnani Mishari. Rabakim never allowed Gezachnani, a Tanya Rabshima. Dov Zedor, Shabakim, Kushabor, Shabbat Mepizrin. It came from Zephirin. Now the Galkan Shawas. Now, before we turn the page, let's turn to Daf Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches, this is a Gemara, it says like this. The Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amed Beis says, Shorsha Yisrael Shanarach Shorsha Hector Shalakhtish Shanarach Shorsha Egypot Yamar Shorei No Shorsha Hector Shorsha Yisrael Shanarach Shorsha Knaani Potu Shal Knaani Shanarach Shosh Yisrael, Ben Tam, Ben Muad, Mishalim, Nezik, Sholein. Mor says, what's going on here? Mor Lamed Ches. Om Emanashach, Irei Ehu Davke, the Knani, Kinoch Yisrael, Nami Dipta. If you need a Knani, if Reu means not a Knani, so it's Potter. Vivei Ehu Lav Davke, Avu Yisrael, Kinoch, Knani, Nechayer. Why is it double standard? Amr of Abahu. Abahu said, Amr Kra. Amr Vayimode Deretz. Ra Vayate Goyim. Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noach. Kevin Shlo Kimu Imo. Kimu Amr Vihitim Amonu Yisrael. That, he saw that the Goyim did not keep Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. And he was mati the moment to Yisrael. Reb Yochanan Amar Me'ocha Hofia Me'ha Paran Me'Paran Hofia Me'monom Yisrael says Rashi Gila Me'monom V'Hetiro Me'Paran Keshesire V'Hechzi HaTorah Al Kol Umos Lo Kiblu HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to everyone. They didn't take it, so therefore their moment is mutter to a Jew, says Tosis. Not that you can take the money. This is not, we're not talking about Higazel Goy. Only in this way. Now, Tosis here is telling us a massive, massive chiddush. You may have noticed it, you may not notice it. That, there's a machlokas in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel where the Gezel Kanani is mutar rosu. Okay, but he says when the Gemara here is talking, the Gemara is talking only about a very limited case on this specific instance of a shor shenagach this way or that way. If you take a look at the riff, now under what case are we talking about? And there's a very big difference between the two mandonrim. According to Rabbi Bow and according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Bow, it's only a goy who does not keep Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a goy who was not Makabal the Torah. Take a look in the Riv. Here, the Riv says, only a goy, only Rabbi Bow who does not paskin Rabbi Yochanan. Amad Vimodid Aretz Rav Ayata Goyim. The riff. And after you tell someone Aleph. And the Namukayov says, Dafkin Yenazik in the Srilahu. Aval Ashar Gezel Osir. He doesn't quote that this Tuma Dharma. No. Now, there's a very interesting Rambam Parish Mishnayos. There's our Parish Mishnayos after the censor. And I'll read to you the Rambam before the censor. Here, Rambam says a very... All the people who are busy talking about the liberal Rambam. Okay. Let's see what the liberal Rambam had to say about this. He says... Kishira din Yisraelim Kanani, when a Jew has a guitar with a Kanani, Ina din Benayim, Kachoyo, Imoyolonu Bedinayim Schus, if we have a Schus in there, Nidon Lochet Lohem Kedinayim, passing like they did. Venoma Lohem Kachdin, Imoyotovlonu Bedinayinu, Nidon Lonu Kedinayinu, Noma Kachdinayinu. Well, Titoma Aldova said, don't worry about this double standard. Someone who does not have full human midos, midos hamishpotim ben odom lochaveru hamakayim asachever hanoshes in parentheses, eno bechlal ha odom is not included in what is ha odom. Ala emes, not a true human being. Ma'amazeb me'inyan ha. If you take a look how the Meiri quotes, and that's also in Korach, which had the original Tamari thing, but the census didn't say. Just read what the Rambam says. Kashira din Israel in Akum, Inyan Adin Beneim, Kahu. He says, Valtitama Dovaza, Yikshabenech, Kamo, gives an interesting, Shlo Yikshabenech, Hoshkitas Habahemos. Don't worry about shachting an animal. Even though the I shecht the cow, never did navera. The fish amish elo bomidos hanoshos, eno bchala odom alemis. The tachlis mitziuso, his whole purpose of existence is l'tzorach ha'odom. People who do not have a complete humanity. Now, what does that mean? They don't keep Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. The whole purpose of their existence is for the of the people who do keep Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. We'll see what the Rambam says. Hamama hazeh binyan hayotzor chibur b'fnei atzmo. Now, that means and here L'cholapaz, I assume the Rambam is working with the Rif, who says it depends on Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. It's a goy over Avodah Zarah, not Nisr, and Gesel, and Tzicha, and Eivim, and Achai, and everything. So, his whole purpose of Tachlis Mitziuso, the purpose of his existence, is Tzorcha Odom. And the same thing, the purpose of an animal is for human beings. The purpose of, this is quite extreme. All he says is that we use a double standard. Now, if you take a look how the Rambam passes this halacha daf lamed ches here in Mishnah Torah, Parches. Halacha. Parches. Malacha Hey. Where? Shorosh Yisrael Shenorach Shorosh Shenochri Beintam Beimuot Potter. Lefi She'en HaGoyim Mechayim Metzor Odom Al Behem Tor Sheziko Hayanu Donam Lam Kedin. Shorosh Shenochri No, Shorosh Yisrael Beintam Beimuot Mishan Lezik Sholim. Okay. Now, that's quite... Question is why? Because in our old system, so it should be chatzi nezik. Knas uzel goyim. Chazal made a separate knas for goyim. Shein zehirim b'mitzvus, because they're not careful with mitzvus, and mesalkim hezekum, and they're not careful that their animals don't do any damage. Voltechayvot on this gebehemto and mishamrim osam mafsidim momon habrios. Okay. The Rambam is very careful to limit this halacha only to animals doing damage. He doesn't extend it. In Hilchos Melachim, when he quotes our Gemara here, none. Very good. Hilchos Melachim Halacha Yud Beis. Melachim, no, it's a lot. It's the next chelek. Oh, shoot. Where is Hilchos Melachim? Where? Oh, here. Yud Halachim Yud Beis. Shnei goyim shavu lefanech lo'adum b'dinei Yisrael rotsu shneim donam lehem din Torah. Echad rotsu echad einu rotsu en kovim rotsu lo'adun ela b'dineihem. Yisrael v'goyim. Mirishkusu Yisrael b'dineihem donam lo b'dineihem. V'omru lo kach dineichem. Mirishkusu Yisrael b'dineinu donam lo din Torah. V'omru lo kach dineinu. The Royali, says the Rambam. Now, when we talk about Goyim, there are three levels. Level, a Goy who doesn't keep Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Two, a Goy who does keep Shiva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, he's not a Gertoshev. And three, a Goy who's a Gertoshev. That means he accepts in front of a Besdin, and then he's Meshabin himself to keep Shiva Mitzvah. And all the whole process to go through. Okay. Ram says, Royally, Shenogim im Ger Toshev Bederach Eretz Gmilas Chasodim. He says, Royally, Shen Otsin lo Kane Ger Toshev. Elo Olam Donim lo Bedinehem. He says, the Ger Toshev is different. A Gertoshev, we always use the whatever the Dine Goyim are, wherever that may be. Cheni royally, Chernogim Gere Yetoshev, Kederach Eretz, Gmilas Chasodim, Ki Yisrael. He says, all Derech Eretz, Gmilas Chasodim, like a Jew. Sharein Onu Metzuvim Lach Yotso. We have to take care of him. Shnem La Gere Shebeshirach, Nenavachola. Vazesh Ramu Chachomim, Ein Koflim Lech, Shalom begoyim and below we get toshav. Afilu hagoyim, even though a goy who is not a getoshav, tivacham levake choleim likwa meisayim in meisa Yisrael. Paras aniyem bechlal aniyah Yisrael. It means we have to take care of them together, but not at the expense of a Jew. Memnei darkei shalom. That means we have to function with them as part, if we're part of our society with Dark Eshol. Nama Tov Hashem Lakov Rachma Vokom Asa. Nama Drocha Darchei Noam V'chon Yisrael Eshol. So when it comes to, Rambam, even though when he explains it, Mishnah Torah, explains that a guy who does not keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, his whole purpose of existence for us, it doesn't mean anything except this double standard in halacha. Now, a getoshav is a whole different level. Not someone practically doesn't keep it, who accepts, according to the Rambam, it's important, he accepts that Shiva Mitzvah Bnei Noach are a result of the fact that the Torah said you have to keep Shiva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That's why when he talks about a goy who has a chelik in Olam Habo, he says like this, famous Rambam. Where is it? Wait 1 second. It says like this. Perches halacha tes of Hilchos Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu hincha Torah mitzvahs elu Yisrael. Shinema marosha kilas perches halachos malach malach yud. Shinema marosha kilas Yaakov. Cholarota lizgaya mishar humos. Anyone who wants mizgaya. Shinema Moshe Shinema mikochem kager. Avu Mishlo Rotza and Kofanotz Lakabal Torah Mitzvahs. Siva Moshe Rabbeinu Piagvura Lokuv is called Boy Olum Lakabal Kol Mitzvahs Shenstav and Noach. We do have a chiyuv if we have the ability to force them to Makabal Shev Mitzvah Nei Noach. Vachol Mishlo Kibal Yehorek. Va Makabal Osom and someone who's Makabal Osom who Andi Kriget Tosha Vachol Mokom. But Sorcha Kabal Olam Nei Shlosha Chaveirim. Kabal Olav Lombul V'Avru Olav Shnei Watzachosh Lombol Arizik Kamin Shabum. Kol Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs. A goy who's Makabal Sheva Mitzvahs. V'Nizir Latzos. And he's careful to do it. Harihei Mechsidis Olam Olam V'Yeshul Kabal Olam Habal. V'Shakabal V'Yatzosom Mnei Shetziv V'Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Batoro. Why does he do it? Not because he's philosophically says it, because the Torah told us that this was the tzivui to Noach. He did it for intellectual reasons. He figured it out himself, but he's not chassidus olam, he doesn't have chelik in olam haba. So this is a getosha accepts in front of three chaverim that I will do it. Not someone who practically does it, someone who makabel to do it. And he says he has a chelik in olam haba. Now, so, but what is the only, and someone who doesn't is a regular guy. And the whole difference is I can use a double standard when I apply it. That's how the Rambam define. That's how the Rambam passes this Gemara. Now we go. What about Gezel Akum? Rashi has told us that according to Rav Ashi,
yeah. In Halacha Yud Beis, which guy were we talking about?
The guy who to get a chelik in Olam Haba, not only to Makabel to do it, Makabel to do it because Moshe Rabbeinu was told us in the Torah that this was the tzivui to Noach to do these things. But any very open-minded, liberal person who is a very ethical guy and figures it all out himself, that's very nice. He's a very wise man. But Chelik Olam Haba is you doing it because you're Meshabbah yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So when we talk about doing din with them,
the din with them, no. Let's say there are three levels. The Rambam says, until you're a getoshev, then you come with no shloshev chaverim to do it, so then you do not, then you comply the double standard. To get out of that, he has to actually not do it, but he has to makabel to do it. We'll see Rashi disagrees with him in a second. Yeah.
Is this a lot of that one has all Nisqi Maman or just Maman Amazik?
The Rambam applies it to Behemus Hamazikos. What? No. Be careful what he does. No, I shouldn't say that. The Rambam says, I'll just read what the Rambam says here. Okay. Because that's not the halacha of a double standard. It's more than a double standard, because in a Jewish court he'd have to pay chatzi nesek. Why? It's a separate knas in this case of behemos hamazikos. Then a Jew's mazik goy. So then the halacha is, like he says in Hilchos Melachim, applying a double standard, except if it's a get toshav. Yeah. All cases, Rambam, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Melachim? All cases, you can apply a double standard.
Ready?
Yes.
That means even though the God, just because he wasn't a Kabbalat, he has a Nistin that he's not an Adam?
That's what the man says. I don't know. He's not an Adam. The double standard. That if I only had what the Rambam said in Parish Mishnah is, I would say it depends what he does. But then I have what the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah, that you apply a double standard.
Again,
I told you there's a very big difference. Very big difference. Difference is that the way you act? Or you say, you are makabel to do this, you are makabel as a serious Kabbalah, I mean, meshabed myself to something. A lot of things people do, but they're not meshabed themselves to it.
Is there a difference between the two lower madrigas? Is it someone who doesn't do it at all versus someone who does it without a Kabbalah, or just as bad?
As far as these halachas, I don't see the Rambam makes a difference. You'll see in a second Rashi makes a difference. Why? Because what we have is for Amar Rabbi Kiva said, Bezdin cannot take him out except if he pays. That means I sold myself to this guy to be his eved for 600,000 shekel for 6 years. Okay. So Bezek can't say, we don't want you hanging around that. It's a bad environment. We'll take you out. No. The only way you go out is you have to either pay the guy back for the time that you didn't work for him. Yochel yiglom olav. Yochel yaniachas ha-goy lichbo lo-hosif lo-mashon osan. You gave the guy gave you money to work for 6 years. The guy now wants to make you work for 7 years. You have to make an exact yedaktim in koneu. That is both for the point of view of the Jew and the point of view of the guy. Okay. So, when Tosis now wants to say there's a mandom of the Gezel going mutter, he points to the Gemara, but Mitzidav Kofir Aleph from the base. Yigalom Allah, Perish Kunz, Yochel Yaniah, Hakan Lichbo, the Hosev Allah, also, came to the Rig. Am I it? Well, you don't need a Pasuk for that. The guy gave me money to work for him 6 years. I don't need a Pasuk to say I don't have to work for him the seventh year. No, that you agreed to work for 6 years and you're going to work for 5 years. You have to make an exact cheshbon with the guy. Whereas Amar of Yosef, and here's where the Rambam's coming from, and Lokasha Hobbit Kanani Hobbit Gertoshov. What does Rashi says is a get toshav? Does he agree with the Rambam? He disagrees with the Rambam. He says, "Ain over avor zorva ochon the velos." This is the way he acts. It doesn't say he was makabel b'fnei shlosha. I had three levels. The Rambam says get toshav means the halach of get toshav. Rashi says get no. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, what from Vayu Mahade Agabi Hade Adodik Siv. Lo Luchel Leger, Shinem Leger, Velo Leger Tzedek. Leger Toshiv, Shinem Leger Toshiv. Spach is Ger, Zo Ove Kachoma, Kasho Ome Ole Eikin, Zenin Kalo Ove Des Kachoma. Elo Ome Rava. Rava is coming up with a new halach, lo kash, kam begzelo, kam behafkotz halva oso. Now, Rashi, she'en gezel mamish, shori. When, ki leke chil Hashem, in a case where there's no chil Hashem, la'avriach hameches, and not paying taxes, you're not taking anyone, you're just not paying an obligation. Rachos hameches. Amarava. Abai, Eved Ivri, of course, Halvatsu. But Eved Ivri, what is it? It's something I owe the guy. Something I owe the guy. The guy gave me 600,000 shekels to work for him for 6 years. And so I owe him work. So it's not I'm taking anything, remember, so I'm not giving him that which I owe him. What this means, let's leave on the side. We're just going through the Inyan Gezel, and then we come back to take care of all the side issues. Shehilvahu al havodo. So the guy lent him money against the work, and the guy says, here's 600,000 shekel. Every year you work, you don't have to give me back. It's a loan until you work off the loan and you're paying me. So then, if he leaves early, that means not paying the loan. He has certain kinyonim in the Jew. It's not just the loan against it. He has kinyonim. And those kinyonim, he's stealing from him. Amrav Bibi Bagidl, Amrav Shimon Chasidah, Gezel Knani Otsa, Avedotsum Buteres. His Aveda is Mutter. That's why the Pasuk by Aveda says, Ve'acho. Let's see how the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam is very verbal here. Aved, where is the going Muteris? Why? The Ramah, he says, Och in the Velos the Hachis, the previous Halacha, who min? It's a chesed, and this is a chesed I do not owe to a goy. He says. So it's an extra chesed. See, we get into the Rishonim. The Amr of Huna, Minayel Gezel Akum Shehu also, Shenem, Achaltu Ta'amim, Shem Kechon Losim, Lachom, Bizman Shem Yisrim Biyodacha. That means, what does it say? When Klai Yisrael were told to go into Eretz Yisrael and to conquer the Shiva Umos, they were said, you can take their property. But apparently, it's only conquering the Shiva Umos you can take their property, not in general take their property. To Uzo Yachaivo Yisrael Vatoba Khesh Lekikal Hashem. Okay. Reb Chama Ben Gurion, Amar Rav Minayim Avedas Kanei Shemuter, Shenev Luchol Avedas Ochicha. Chirat Amachzu, Chirat Amachzu L'Kanei, Eim Ani Mil Heged Lo Asa L'Yodo, Amar Chai V'Adure, Amar Heged Lo Asa L'Yodo, Eim L'Adure, Amar Ravino, Matzos, Lo Asa L'Yodo, Mamish. Tain Reb Pinchas Ben Yom, Mokam Sheishchil Hashem, Afilu Avedotso Osur, says the Rambam. Avedas are going muteris. Ramachzira is over Averish, but nay, Shumachzik Yidei Rishay Olam. Apparently, what would be a Getosha? Apparently, the halacha wouldn't be that way. Verziru Lakadesh Hashem Kadesh Yafaru, Strovi Yedishem Bali Amuna, Harizem Meshubach. Mogam Sheshkil Hashem, Avedosu Asur, Vachavachzira. Okay. More continues. Reb Pinchas ben Yoam, Mokom Yishkul Hashem, Filon Yosos, Omer Shmuel, Ta'uso Muteres. Now, this is a very, very subtle thing here. What is Ta'uso Muteres? A Chayiv Lo Li Yisrael, it's Chayiv to a Jew, let's see the case. Hodesh Shmuel, Zovan Mikusi, he bought a kusi lakna dehava. Lakna was a lakna mizrok shel zobacheska shel nechoshes. Guy is selling him a golden thing and thinks it's a copper thing. Different price. And therefore, he's selling it to him for 4 rather than 10, let's say. The Oto, Sachere, Sheikav, Zuz, Midom, Vihetehu, Becheshmi, Shloka, Gim. And the guy took the money and he took 3 instead of 4. He should have taken 10. The price is 4. And now he gave him 3, and the guy said, fine. So the guy made a mistake, doesn't have to worry about it. Rav Kana Zov Mikusi Meya V'Esrim Da Chavit. He was buying from the guy 120 barrels of wine. The Meya, for 100. I don't know, for the price of 100. V'Ivu V'Chad Zuse. He says, Rashi. Well, Amr of Kani Lukusi, Chazi Olech Smichna, any monos from Kedei Lahotzi Atzlum and Hachshad. What happened? And he didn't pay him one zuz. Amr Lai Chazi, so he said, Chazi Seed, Olech Olech Smichna, I'm relying on your cheshbon. That he tells, he's not fooling the guy. He's telling the guy he's relying on the guy's cheshbon. Whatever cheshbon you make, count the money. If you think this is enough money, that's fine. Ravina Zovan Diklo, who vakusi letzalcha amalei l'shamei kadam va'aisi mikra minyona yada. Does he know them? Okay, says Rashi. Meikum. Jesus. Minyan hapsokim mono aval lonos and ain't of kama the kim yesh for kama gasing. He says, if the guy makes the cheshbon and counts everything and is satisfied with the deal, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see how the Rambam quotes this. And there's a very, very big difference between the Rambam and Tosis. And Rashi. A major, major difference. What was Ta'us? Where's Ram Kotus? I just had it. What Yud Aleph? What Dalet? Tos goy kavedos muteris. Ushato me atzmo. He has to make the mistake himself. Atoso osu. You can't fool him. Ketsa. Oshasu goy cheshmen. V'tor. Goy mele cheshmen tor. Tzor shalom yisrael. Re'ei shal cheshboncha ani somech. I'll give you exactly what you tell me I owe you. So the Jew is giving the goy, and whatever the goy says, but wait one second. Rashi, what's the difference between what the Rambam says and what Rashi says? In the case of the Gemara. The Rambam took the Gemara in a slightly different way, we'll see why. I'm taking it. There's this mizrak of gold. So I'm taking an object in a way that the guy's selling me an object that he thinks he's giving me a copper thing, bronze thing, and I'm really taking a gold thing. If he would realize that it's a different object than he's selling me, he wouldn't give it to me at that price. And then he even makes, and then when he counts the money, he gets confused. But I'm taking an object which in Dinei Yisrael would be a mekach tos and would be gezel. But he got confused and he's giving to me. I'm saying, listen. And I say, well, listen, make the cheshbon. You like the money, fine. So he made one of two problems. One, different object. Two, different amount of money he's taking. Mutter. What happens if I'm paying back a debt, which is hafkos halvaso? That's not being discussed here. Now, in the Rambam's case, I'm giving him money. Including if I pay, according to the Rambam, tosses muta, I owe the man money. The Rambam says, well, the Rambam calls the halacha, it has nothing to do with objects here. I owe him money. And I have to pay him what I owe him. So I'm talking even a case of hafkos halvaso. And you say, and I give him the money, and I say, fine, this money covers the debt? And he says, yeah, this money covers the debt. And he makes a mistake in counting the bills. Apparently, according to the Rambam, I can't stand and refuse to pay him a bill. Hafkos halvaso is not going to be mutter. Where's the Rambam coming from? Let's take a look what the Rambam says. Perk Aleph Hilchos Gneiva and Perk Aleph Hilchos Gneiva Aveda. Aleph Hilchos Gneiva. He says like this. Kol Agonev Mama Mishavar Pruta Ova Losase. He says, Echad Hagonev Mamon Yisrael Ago Mamon Goy Over Avodah Zarah. Even a Goy is Over Avodah Zarah. Okay. Geneva is also. Berg Aleph Hilchos Gzela. What does he say? Afil goy over avodah zara azul legozlo ola oshko. Even though the pasuk says no sasher kresrayach lo sigzol, but oshik is also even for goy. What is it? Rambam says ezu gezel, ezu oshik. Zeshe b'mamon chaver lo toch yodo b'rtzol sabaylim. I got money b'rtzol sabaylim. Alone, the came shav tavahu, and he asked me for it. Kav Hashem mamon etzlo b'chazaka, u'achzira, and he didn't give it back. Go and show you lo chaveru halva or pikadon or schirus. Yes, I didn't take anything. I just don't give him what belongs to him. So the Rambam is apparently basking. Hafkas halva also is osur min haTorah of a goy. When the Rambam gets to Dina Machus Adina, of meches? Can you be mavriach as hameches? Rambam says like this. Shamochus kalistim, zman shamochus goy, mochus hom me'elov, mochus hom machmos melech ve'en lo kitz, ma'ashe yitzu menech, avo mechas sheposku ha'melech, a mechas that the king wants. Go'oma shirikach ha'shlish o'viya o'dov ha'kotzuv. Ne'emid mochis Yisrael ligvos chelik zeh le'melech, v'nodo shodom zeh ne'amon. It's an equivalent tax on everybody, and the person who's collecting is an honest person. It's awesome. So Rambam says, all Havrochos, Dinin Machus Adina applies, and the Gemara wanted to make him a chilek here. Between why is Havrochas Mechas Mutter? Because it's Havkos Havoso. The Ram Path Havoso is also, and Havrochas Mechas is also. But it's not in the same Mukhach in the Sugya. The Pashas of the Sugya may be that there's a difference between Abaye and Rava. Eloma Rava, Lokasha Kangung Zel Gamma of course of Osso. Well by every of course of Osso. We're over Tame, Dom Rava, every goof or corner. So it's not Stamma Machog between Abai and Rava. It's based on a unique sheet of Rava in another place, every goof or corner. We'll see what that means. But the bottom line is the way the Rambam seems to go through the Sukya is that by the time you end up, there's no difference between Gzela, and the only time Havkos Havoso is mutter is if the guy makes a mistake in a cheshbon. Then I don't have to, and the guy says, fine, you paid up the debt. You paid up the debt, fine. The debt wasn't paid up. The guy accepted whatever it was as a payment of the debt. Okay, now we'll continue. But now we'll go through the Rishonim here. And if you take a look carefully in Tosis, and then we go through a very straightforward Gemara, but exceedingly Nogea Halacha L'Maisa. And that's why after we finish everything, we'll all have to see how Shulchan Aruch Paskens here. No. So at least according to the Rambam, let's forget the problem of Dina Machus Dina L'Kabi Eretz Yisrael. You go into the United States, you go into the UK, so you're not allowed to be Mavriach the Mechas at all. You have to pay full taxes. Dina Machus Dina, you have to pay full income tax. Dina Machus Dina. And Dina Machus Dina. And there's, according to the Rambam, L'Kabi. If it's Havkos Halva also, so then it may be Mutter. So, if we end up passing Havkos Halva as Mutter, so then, even though Dina Machos Adina, so then, you can't be Mavrechas HaMechas. Now, we'll see the Rosh, to be careful, the Rosh, there are two types of Mechas. The king used to take a type of Mechas, was a certain amount of money we owed them. The other was a certain if you brought in goods, so a certain percentage of the goods belonged to the melech. Now that's going to be a very big difference. Because if a certain percentage of goods belong to the melech, then Dina Machus Adina says, what? It's Gezel Mamish. Because let's say I bring in 100 pounds of apples. And the mechas is 5%, so the melech owes 5% of the apples. So if I don't give those, I'm stealing the apples from the melech. That would be gzeila mamish. And we'll see the Rosh makes such a chiluk. Whether, what type of mechas is a percentage of the produce you're bringing in, or you owe him money. Money would be hafkos halvasa. Be very careful as you go through the sugyas. These are exceedingly general. You have to be careful when you go through a sugya. But this is my simbacholion. People think it's a kunst what they're doing. It's not so simple. Okay.